This is a Fox News alert. We may have to be patient, waiting to see who controls Congress. I'm Dave Anthony. Republicans are confident they'll win the House. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik tells Fox,
"Let's wait until these races are called, but we will win the majority, thanks to the American people."
Now, in New York, a Democrat who was among House leadership, Sean Patrick Maloney, just conceded defeat, calling Republican Mike Lawler. More than 60 races are still too close to call. Republicans have won 201 seats and need 17 more to get that majority. The story is different in the Senate.
Republican Senate candidate Mehmet Oz has conceded in the Pennsylvania Senate race won by Democratic candidate John Fetterman. Fox News confirms that Oz called Fetterman to concede the race this morning around 9:30. Fetterman was declared the winner just before 2 o'clock this morning and will replace retiring Republican Senator Pat Toomey, flipping the seat from red to blue.
Fox is telling you, Jay Powers, in Pittsburgh, that flip has the Senate at 48-48, with four key races too close to call in Arizona, Nevada, and Wisconsin, and Georgia, where Fox's Gernal Scott reports the race there is likely headed to a runoff.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker get four more weeks to crisscross the state for votes. At Walker headquarters, this supporter, who only identified herself as Mary, said there is a downside to this result.
I have to listen to these negative ads a little longer. So, but if it's a runoff, I'll go out and vote for him again.
Well, the day after Republican Governor Ron DeSantis was reelected easily in Florida, he is now focused on Tropical Storm Nicole, which could become a hurricane before hitting Florida's East Coast early tomorrow.
Winds are the main concern with Nicole, but we also expect to see some heavy rains, the potential for flash flooding, and 3 to 5 feet of storm surge in some areas.
And some people in those areas are under evacuation orders. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A Fox News voter analysis shows that far and away, the economy was the top issue. 47% of voters put it first, a distant second, just ahead of crime and immigration and climate change, abortion. Especially for Democrats, after the Supreme Court's ruling let states ban abortions. Well, that put the issue on the ballot in some states.
Voters in Michigan, California, and Vermont voting to enshrine abortion rights into state constitutions. It was one of several victories for abortion rights advocates, who also scored a victory in the red state of Kentucky. The bluegrass state's voters rejecting a ballot measure geared at denying any constitutional protection for abortion. The Republican-dominated legislature recently passed a near-total ban on abortions while putting the proposed constitutional amendment on the ballot. In Montana, a measure that would create a law making any baby born alive at any gestational age a legal person, a protection that already exists under a federal law, is still being tallied. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
One of the winning candidates last night? We'll never know he won.
Tony DeLuca was elected to serve another term as representative of Pennsylvania's 32nd district in the state chamber Tuesday, defeating Green Party challenger Zara Livingston. However, DeLuca died in October after a brief battle with lymphoma at the age of 85. The Pennsylvania House Democrats saying in a statement, quote, "While we're incredibly saddened by the loss of Representative Tony DeLuca, we are proud to see the voters continue to show their confidence in him and his commitment to democratic values by reelecting him posthumously. A special election will be held to fill DeLuca's seat." Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A Brittany Griner update. The American basketball star has been moved in Russia to a penal colony. Even her lawyer doesn't know where. Griner serving a 9-year sentence for possessing cannabis vape oil. The U.S. calls that unjust. On Wall Street, a return to selling. The Dow's down 280 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.